My name is Gladson Makoa, Media and Communications Manager for Story Workshop, a media and government organization in Malawi. Here at Shafair, I was teaching how to do community or farmers participatory radio programming to the scientists and some producers. I wanted people to know that radio programming need planning and to involve people's knowledge. Farmers are interested in benefits of any technology you tell them. So if you do not give evidence or use models of other farmers who tried the technology and it worked for them, many farmers are not interested. They wait until other farmers try that technology, and they would rather adopt from fellow farmers, not from you scientists.
I learned a lot of things. I was new to this area. I was having a lot of interest, mainly personal interest. I came to see that there are many formats that you can use, and that you need to select a format for what you want to achieve. And then the analysis was good, to first of all talk with the people and see the issues, the benefits and the negative signs, and also then to develop your program accordingly.
I learned to remember the very basic, that radio audio in our work is all about listening. It means that I have to listen to people when I do interview them, when I do want to produce a program, but also create programs which are interesting, attractive to listen to. So I learned several way of teasing them to not skip the program.
Well, I thought it was interesting, the discussions about participation in radio, because I come from the science background, and experts trying to provide farmers with information so that they can make better decisions about their livelihoods and production. And I agree with the major point, which is it's really not what the scientist is saying that's going to convince the farmer.
I'm going to make radio for small communities that I'm working with, and because we do not have a lot of funding, I would like to try and use what is into my access. Especially I have a laptop, I have a little bit of some skills, and I would like to use that without going to producers and start there, then later on see what we can develop from there.
Gladson, how hard is it to make radio?
It's both ways. It can be hard. We can say it's not hard. But what you really need to know is you need to know why are you doing that program, for what purpose, and why are you recording that information, how will that information benefit farmers. You need to ask yourself those questions. For the others, then, there are hands-on skills which you can learn from friends, like editing. Those are skills. Once you have the concept in your head of how to do broadcast, development broadcasting, then the rest is fine.